Crusoe's Daughter by Jane Gardam. Read by Gilly Bond. I am Polly Flint. I came to live at the Yellow House when I was 6 years old. I stood on the steps in the wind and the swirls of sand, and my father pulled the brass bell knob beside the huge front door. Together we listened to the distant jangle and to footsteps padding nearer. My father did a little dance on his short legs and whistled. Then there followed sharp scenes of confusion and dismay.
"Shut the door! Shut the door!
The sand! The sand!" And figures stood about the hall on coloured tiles. We were not expected. My father was bringing me to live with my aunts, bleak Miss Mary, gentle Miss Frances. They were my young mother's elderly sisters. My mother was dead. A fat maid led me away to drink tea in the kitchen, and then I was led away again by the gentle aunt to a huge and vaulted chamber which must have been the little morning room. With the gentle aunt, I did a jigsaw the size of a continent. I did not look up as high as the aunt's face, but watched our four hands hover over the oceans of mahogany. Now and then a door across the hall would open on incisive conversation, and once a woman with a green face who carried black knitting and was dressed in black knitting came and glared round the morning room door at me. She said, "She looks tubercular," and put her handkerchief to her mouth and went away. Perhaps my father stayed at the Yellow House for a number of days. I remember an afternoon walking with him by the sea, dodging ways, and his figure dozing disgracefully in the morning in a button-back chair beside the catafalque of the drawing-room chimney-piece. And one evening he sang. I knew that he sang very dreadfully, but at the same time he danced, and I knew that he danced well. A heavy little man on dainty feet. Sailor's feet. He pirouetted and twirled about the room, and Aunt Frances, in a rabbity tippet, played the piano. It was a sea song.